We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Albert Breer from the NFL Network, and we begin with the perspective that you have, Albert. Chip Kelly does not want to have any tackling to the ground in this training camp. Yeah. Will prefer to see his players tackle in preseason games. This is unusual for Eagles fans. For 14 years, Andy Reid's very physical camps. How unusual is it that Chip's taking this approach?
Well, I mean, the bar was pretty high here with Andy Reid. You know, having taking guys to the ground isn't that common around the NFL. It varies a lot from team to team. What I would say is almost everybody goes to a thud, and then the
which
whistle,
the Eagles
and
do,
and then the whistle blows. So as long as they're doing that, I don't think it's that out of the norm. I feel like most NFL coaches feel like they can get their guys ready to go and hit in a live environment without taking guys to the ground. Now, that doesn't mean that it's unheard of that they would take guys to the ground or that Andy Reid's the only person to do it. I mean, I remember going to a practice down in New Orleans when Greg Williams was down there, and I mean, it looked like a real game. Mm-hmm. So that varies place to place. I mean, there are other places that, you know, people joke look like a country club. So, you know, really that's about your philosophy and everything else. And I think with Chip, obviously, people are going to read into things with everything because of all the stuff that he does from a sports medicine standpoint and everything else.
All right, so listen, it's next week. The Patriots come to town, a couple days of practice, and then the preseason opener on Friday night. What can Eagles gain from working against Bill Belichick, working against Tom Brady, working against the Patriots?
I think it's going to be fascinating. You know, I think because whose script are they going to use? Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about how innovative and how different Chip Kelly is and what he does. And obviously Bill took a huge interest in that. I mean, they were, you know, the blur offense that Chip ran at Oregon. Bill took elements of that and installed it in New England. And we saw it, you know, most prominently in their game against Denver last year, last October. So, you know, there's a great relationship there, of course. And I know that they've been talking and trying to get the logistics set up. I'm going to be fascinated to see kind of who's in charge of that practice. Is mm-hmm. that going to be a Patriots practice mm-hmm. or is it going to be an Eagles practice? Are you going to have the big speakers out there? Are you going to have the pace? Or is it going to be more traditional NFL practice, which is what Bill Belichick would run? I think it's going to be fascinating from that standpoint. And then I think, you know, with the defense in particular for the Eagles, it can be really beneficial going against Tom Brady and going against a guy who does so much to control things at the line and all the things that they're going to be working on. You know, I think it's going to make them a little bit more flexible as a defense, and they're going to be able to, you know, I think just get themselves more ready for, you know, anything that could be thrown at them.
Albert, you are doing the training camp tour around the league. Do teams talk about Chip Kelly? Do they talk about the Eagles? And if so, what are they saying?
I've been covering the league 9 years now. You know, two on the Patriots beat, was on the Cowboys beat, and then, you know, I've been covering the league nationally for six seasons now. I've never seen, and I'm not talking about like all of us in the media, I've never seen more anticipation for what a team is going to look like internally in NFL circles, coaches, executives, scouts, than there is with the Eagles. No one seems to have any idea what it's going to look like. And, you know, every time and I can tell you this now, I mean, you know, having been here a few times, some of the people that I talk to around the league, they'll see me on TV and I'll get texts and be like, you know, I have no idea what they're going to look like. I'm really interested to see. So there's a ton of interest in what it's going to look like. And, you know, it's almost like Chip's muddied the waters a little bit even further by going and drafting Matt Barkley. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, what does that mean? You know, so it's funny because there's so much mystery around it. And then on top of that, because there's so much mystery, every move he makes, you know, every signing he makes, every draft pick, people are trying to read into it, you know, and read it. What does this mean? What does that mean? And how much can he do here? How much can he do there? And I think you're seeing it with some of the stuff, you know, across the league now. The ref thing, I think, is super interesting,
right?
You know, where they're talking about, okay, well, we're not going to do anything special to spot the ball quicker or anything else. You know, that's all a byproduct of the fact this guy comes into the league, because most of the coaches that we've seen come out of college, whether it's Nick Saban, Greg Schiano, run pro-style offenses, you know, pro-style defenses. This guy's done it a little bit differently. So I think people are most interested to see what he takes from Oregon and applies here, and what he leaves behind and adapts to the NFL.
Jeremy Maclin goes down with a knee injury over the weekend. The Eagles have not brought anyone in to work out at the wide receiver position, so they clearly think they can handle that from within. But out there, any quality receivers that could be out there for a while and possibly somebody to keep on your list?
I mean, I doubt it. I know the one name that would pop up from time to time in the offseason was Larry Fitzgerald. And you know, just because the enormous number and the amount of, I mean, obviously the money, he's a great player, there's no question about that, but there was some question whether the new regime, there would want to, you know, blow things up. I kept going back to people in the Cardinals organization and asking. They said he's not available. What you're going to find out on the street right now, let's face it. I mean, it isn't very good, you know, and it's going to be guys like, it's going to be retreads like Terrell Owens, and then it's going to be bottom of the roster type guys.
Gio?
I think it, yeah.
Again?
My guess is the Eagles have already crossed that bridge. They're not going to go back. You know, I don't know that it's worth blowing things up here, you know, to go and make a move like that. They brought in Aurelius Ben, obviously, in the off season, and then on top of that, they've got Riley Cooper here. And so, you know, to me, I look at it and I say, is there a guy out there that's worth, you know, changing the competition now for? I'd say no. I think for the Eagles, it's probably something that after 2-3 preseason games, they get a little bit more of a full evaluation. And then after the final cutdown, you watch the waiver wire. And if you're not happy with where you're at the end of camp, there could be some interesting names. That's when the interesting names, I think, come out. Like at the beginning of September, that first weekend in September when you have the final cutdown, you know, that's when you've got your full evaluation of your team. And then, again, you know, there aren't 90 guys on every team at that point. Sure. You're down to 53, and so there could be some interesting names.
Last one quickly. I just can't keep from looking ahead to September 9th, the Washington Redskins. RG3 not going to practice or play in the preseason games. D'Angelo Hall banged up. Carricker injured. What's the state of the Redskins right now?
Well, I mean, I can tell you this. I was there 2-3 days ago, and my sense of the way that the Redskins are structured right now and the way that everything's going to work there, you know, defensively they expect to be a lot better because of the rookie DBs that they drafted and because they have Brian Arakpo back. Carricker getting hurt is not a new thing. I mean, they've dealt with it in the past. So they feel like they should be markedly better on defense. And then offensively, you know, the sense you get around there, and the interesting thing about it is they really have been preparing this whole time to have RG3 in there. And they feel like because he's been through this before, he can handle it, so there's no need to push it. Because he went through a knee injury like this in college, there's no need to push it. And the one thing that was really interesting, being there in May and June and watching them practice, they have Kirk Cousins running option plays there. They have Kirk Cousins doing all the stuff out of the pistol. Now, if Kirk Cousins had to play, he's not running all that stuff. But they were doing that stuff for the benefit of the other 10 guys in the huddle. Because the other 10 guys, when Griffin's back in there, they're going to have to run some of that stuff. So they've been preparing for Robert Griffin to return. And this is part of a detailed plan. And, you know, at this point, it really is in the coaches and the trainers' hands. Dr. James Andrews cleared Robert Griffin for full activity. At this point, this is part of their plan to ramp him up for week one. So, you know, I think it's just like anywhere else. Like the other 31 teams, like, you know, there's a lot of excitement down there. We'll have to see how he comes back because that first year coming back off the knee, not everybody's Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. So close, yet so far away. Albert, thanks for joining us so much. Albert Breer in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.